Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So in Australia, controversy has been building over an invader on the country's beaches, and that is cabanas. The brightly coloured nylon shelters have been used to reserve prime spots on the beach, sparking a debate that taps into long-standing class tensions over access to the coastline. And even the country's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has weighed in on the issue. Here he is speaking to Australia's Channel 9 News last week.
Prime Minister, you are the leader of the nation, and I want to ask you this very, very important question. There's been fierce online debate about beachgoers arriving at the beach early and using their cabanas to reserve their spot. So essentially setting up the cabana.
Going away,
leaving it there.
And then coming back.
And coming back later in the day. So you're reserving your spot, basically. Where do you sit, Prime Minister, on this burning question that is today dividing the nation?
Well, that's not on.
Yes, it's un-Australian!
Thank you, Prime Minister.
One of the great things about Australia, unlike some parts of the world, you go and you've got to pay to go to the beach. Here, everyone owns the beach. Everyone. And it's a place where every Australian is equal. And that's a breach of that principle, really, to think that you can reserve a little spot as just yours.
Yeah, it's un-Australian to put your little nylon shelter on the beach. Let's get the latest on this. I'm joined by Matilda Bosley, who's social media reporter and presenter with Guardian Australia. Matilda, it's sort of ironic now that your Prime Minister takes that view, because I understand he's just bought himself a very nice beachfront property.
Yeah, look, it has been a point of some debate. People have been mentioning the extraordinary, uninterrupted views his cliffside mansion, one might call it, large house. Yes, it is the most gripping and deeply silliest argument engulfing the entire country at the moment.
So where did it all begin?
It really all began with sort of an act of invention, really. You know, the beach umbrella, a bit ungainly. You have to have a sort of sandbag next to it. And suddenly this new thing hits the market. It's essentially just a square beach umbrella, but with legs on each side that act as sandbags, essentially creating what looks like a bit of a pagoda or a cabana on the beach. They're called cool cabanas, and they're relatively affordable. And the thing is, we have all been told for years and years and years and years, because the sun is desperately trying to kill us in Australia, to please seek shelter and do not stay out in the sun all day. So people have really flocked to this affordable option, but it has led to all of our beaches being an entire sea of these cabanas.
Yeah, and I have seen some great pictures of very packed beaches with an awful lot of these things on the sand. And you can understand how, you know, as opposed to just throwing your towel down, if you're going to erect one of these things, you're taking up quite a lot of space and you're probably bagging that space for the day, right?
Well, look, it definitely does increase the amount of time people are staying on the beach. It's become quite a phenomenon. You know, that along with the little, I'm not sure if it's gripped your nation quite as hard, the little beach wagons that you bring along means that people are sort of bringing supplies for the day.
Oh, really. Like a little trailer with all of your stuff in there. Yep.
People, there's, you know, videos online, even people discussing, you know, their packing techniques, how they fit everything in. But I actually, that point of does the cabana take up more room is also a point of contention, because the pro-cabana crowd argue that actually it's much less space than if everyone was spread out in a line on their towels, if, say, sort of five or six people. If they're all sheltering under one cabana, they're arguing that they're actually saving space. It's, as you can tell, you know, there's been some mathematics going on. People have been trying to get to the bottom of it.
And the reason it's such a big deal is that Australians place a great premium on having free and equal access to the beach. Is that why this is such a thorny subject?
Look, it's definitely the reason that I think, you know, we've taken it to the higher level when people are justifying their passion. But it is true that unlike a lot of different countries, there's basically no areas of Australian beaches that you are required to pay to access. Or even there's been many council sort of debates over in certain regions about pretty unanimously blocking people even from being able, you know, setting up lilos or beach lounges to rent. The kind of concept of having to pay for any space on the beach has been pretty fiercely fought back over the years, which has been, you know, a great thing. It's one of the best things about Australian beaches. But yes, there has been the argument that if people are going, setting up these cabanas, you know, 6 a.m. first thing in the morning,
see, that's the problem.
Leaving for a few hours and coming back.
That has been a long running problem here. People who go on sun holidays, and there are some people who get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and throw their towels down on the sun lounger right beside the pool where they're going to get sun all day, and they mightn't come and sit down there until 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's what some people are doing here with these cabanas. Am I right?
Yes, that has been really the focal point of a lot of the debate. I thought that actually the Premier of New South Wales, well, obviously Sydney, Bondi Beach, some of the biggest famous beaches, he was asked about it. I thought he had a fairly good solution where he sort of jokingly but also quite seriously said that as a general rule, people should not be able to leave the cabanas totally unattended. However, you are allowed to send down your most hungover friend to sit there and read a book for a certain number of hours while you wait. That was his compromise.
There was another solution as well by a company that sells these things, a man called Rowan Clark from Beach Kit Australia. He said that they should only be allowed to set up at the rear of the beach in a line. I mean, that seems fair, right? That you would be back from the shoreline.
Yeah, it does seem like the solution. And there's also the other issue, which is that if you do have lines and lines and sort of five deep potentially of these cabanas, it can actually obstruct lifesavers from being able to even see the water, let alone access it quickly. There's also obviously the issue of if you have really large beaches, the ability for medical people, you know, paramedics and ambulances to access can be seriously obstructed because you're talking about a huge amount of temporary infrastructure that's suddenly there. So there are genuine, you know, quite serious concerns that come from this as well, although most people seem mostly annoyed that people are taking up a bit too much space on the beach.
Matilda, thank you so much for telling us about it. Matilda Bosley there, reporter with The Guardian Australia.